in the evening edition. The International Business Association relieved that Barbados has been removed from an EU blacklist, but warns that was just one of two and wants to know what's being done about the other one. Barbados records 19 new COVID-19 cases. Another batch of COVID directive violators hauled before the law courts. The business community relieved the stay-at-home order has been lifted, but also wants the lockdown ended at month end. The DLP criticizes the level of assistance the government is offering small entrepreneurs, and the U.S. Supreme Court orders Donald Trump to hand over his financial records to New York prosecutors. The Evening Edition from Starcom Network News. I'm Stetson Babb. Details coming up.
The Evening Edition, brought to you in association with Courtesy Garage, providers of legendary services and home of Hyundai vehicles.
Luxury comes in many forms, but none surpasses that of the fully equipped, powerful, incredibly stylish, family-sized Hyundai Tucson from Courtesy Garage Limited. Whether you're a professional who is always on the go, a parent who transports your kids and their friends to and from school, or just someone who is looking for a full-sized SUV with all of the trimmings, the Hyundai Tucson is the vehicle for you. Every ride is made comfortable by the Tucson's selectable drive modes, electronic stability control, electric lumbar support, which comes standard with a 1.6 turbo engine. Also, enjoy the fully loaded technology package, including Apple CarPlay, Android Auto and Bluetooth connectivity, wireless charging, rear parking assist, and dynamic guideline camera. So, if you're ready for the unbeatable package of luxury, style, and comfort, give us a call at 431-4100 or visit www.hyundaibarbados.com for more information and to book your test drive today. Courtesy Garage, legendary service, legendary performance.
A formal review is due later this year, but in the interim, Barbados's international business sector has been removed from one of two European Union blacklistings Barbados was subject to. Such a blacklisting had potential to hurt Barbados's attractiveness to foreign investors and international business companies. Minister of International Business Ronald Toppin blamed the blacklisting on what he felt was lack of follow-through on some key issues.
Over the period July 2015 to June 2018, Barbados was required to meet certain obligations, and those obligations were not met. In fact, there were 10 things that Barbados had to do, to put it in simple terms. And of the 10, Barbados did 7 and failed to do the other 3. This is what resulted in Barbados being rated as partially compliant by the OECD in April last year. This administration therefore had to set about to do in a very short period of time what really should have been done over a 3-year period. But we stuck to the task, and the outcome today is very, very pleasing.
Mr. Toppin and his team in the ministry have won praise from the Barbados International Business Association for getting the blacklisting lifted. But the executive director of BIBA, Carmel Haynes, who stresses the significance of being blacklisted, notes this is just one of two key hurdles Barbados has to overcome.
Investors need confidence that when they choose to do business with Barbados, that they are not going to be hit with arbitrary tax penalties. Therefore, we were disappointed when the EU took the flawed approach last year to penalize us and investors for historical failings, as opposed to judging us against the policies and procedures currently being implemented. However, while we celebrate this most recent victory, we must point out that this is only one of two EU blacklistings that we were placed on last year. And therefore, we look forward to hearing what progress is being made on the anti-money laundering front.
As health authorities in Barbados remain concerned about the COVID-19 positivity rate in Barbados, another 19 people tested positive yesterday. This from among 310 tests conducted by the Public Health Laboratory. The 19 new cases comprise 9 women and 10 men. Barbados has recorded 2,791 confirmed cases and 31 deaths from the viral illness. Meantime, another 706 people were vaccinated yesterday as part of the National Vaccination Program, which has so far administered a total of 16,544 vaccinations. 17 more people were hauled before the law courts this morning for breaching the Barbados COVID-19 directives. 11 of them who were reported, by the COVID-19 monitoring unit, were granted bail after appearing in the District C Magistrates Court for attending a lime between February 6th and 7th. All 11 pleaded guilty and were each granted bail in the amount of $3,000 and will return to court in July and August. The other accused who were charged by the police included a ZR driver who was fined $250 after pleading guilty to not wearing a face mask. Chairman of the Barbados Private Sector Association, Edward Clark, says the stay-at-home weekend was tough on businesses, but he's hopeful it helps lower the COVID-19 transmission rate. Mr. Clark tells Starcom Network News he hopes, as well, that the lockdown can end and the business sector is able to reopen on February 28th.
We're happy to hear that. No further full lockdown was required at this time. We don't know what is going to happen for next weekend yet, but we are hopeful that the improvements will be seen and we can try and get businesses to reopen in full at the nearest opportunity. So right now we are following the protocols. We are only those businesses that went out to reopen are open. And we are hopeful that we will be able to get back to some semblance of increased operation in the very near future. Hopefully people will follow the instructions and the protocols and we can get more and more vaccines out into the wider Barbadian public.
One of the business sectors shut down by the COVID-19 directives has won the right to reopen after a successful appeal to the authorities. President of the Barbados Egg and Poultry Producers Association, Stephen Lane, tells Starcom Network News that the chicken depots were ordered to close during the lockdown, which was a blow to the poultry business. He says it required the Agriculture Minister intervening and raising the matter with the Attorney General before they could get clearance from the COVID-19 monitoring unit.
The depots were closed, but they were reopened since last Thursday. The depots were locked down as part of the national lockdown on certain activities, but it was creating some hardship for the poultry sector. We appealed to the minister, and the minister convened a meeting with the sector, and the minister had been able to impress on the Attorney General's office and the COVID unit to have those depots open.
Edward Albecker, general manager of Chickmont Foods, which operates some of the depots, also confirmed that they finally won approval toward the end of last week.
We had a Zoom meeting with the Minister of Agriculture on Wednesday, who informed us we will be able to open our depots come Thursday, which they were open Thursday and Friday. And we have had smooth sales, no long lines.
The Democratic Labour Party, through its first vice president and spokesperson on business, Ryan Walters, says not enough is being done to assist small businesses during the COVID-19 crisis.
During this time, small businesses are offered small sums of money, $250 or $750 a week, depending on their business. But just imagine, with such small payments, the government still sees it fit to divide the support into multiple disbursements. Meanwhile, $300 million is being offered in other quarters in much huger drawdowns. Furthermore, the pause has been extended until month end, and not a word from the minister on if the support will be extended to this vulnerable group.
Scotland's health authority says COVID vaccines have had a significant impact on the risk of serious illness there. In the fourth week after the first dose, hospitalizations were reduced by 85% for the Pfizer vaccine and 94% for the AstraZeneca injection, the same vaccine being rolled out in Barbados. Indeed, just one dose of the Pfizer vaccine cut hospital admissions in Scotland by up to 85%. But when the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine was used, the reduction in hospitalizations was as much as 94%. Among people aged 80 and over, those at highest risk due to their advanced age, vaccination was associated with an 81% reduction in hospital admission risk in the fourth week when results for both vaccines were combined. In Jamaica, the opposition spokesman on health, Dr. Maurice Guy, says the government will have a difficult time convincing potential visitors that their personal information will be safe, this following the breach of the JAM COVID-19 website, which the government uses to publish daily coronavirus figures, and which allows residents to self-report their symptoms. A security lapse by a Jamaican government contractor exposed immigration records and COVID-19 test results for hundreds of thousands of travelers who visited Jamaica over the past year. And finally, former U.S. President Donald Trump has been ordered by the U.S. Supreme Court to hand over his tax returns and other financial records to prosecutors in New York. The former president has been refusing to release the documents for several years, despite a precedent that presidential candidates should do so. A lower court had earlier ruled that the records were pertinent to a criminal investigation. Our top stories. The International Business Association relieved that Barbados has been removed from an EU blacklist, but warns that was just one of two and wants to know what's being done about the other one. Barbados records 19 new COVID-19 cases. Another batch of COVID directive violators hauled before the law courts. The business community relieved that the stay-at-home order has been lifted, but also wants the lockdown ended at month end, and the DLP criticizes the level of assistance government is offering to small entrepreneurs. The evening edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, and Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
The evening edition brought to you with the best wishes of Courtesy Garage, providers of legendary services and home of Hyundai vehicles. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.